Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A glorious Friday, although we are experiencing brief rain showers here on the west side of Madison. Want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. And we'd like to welcome back another fine guest, a friend of ours. He's Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. And most importantly, he's our Friday afternoon buddy. Welcome back, Bill. How you doing, man?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Dom. Hi, Crute. Good to join you guys.
Yep. Bill, I had
But I'm disappointed. You're in the studio today. You're not out on the road.
Buddy, we're doing a bar show tomorrow and Tuesday.
Oh, is that okay?
Remember All Tuesday, right. Bill, the one I invited you to on Tuesday?
Oh, that's
You know, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's a 90-minute flight to D.C. from here. You could be here in no time. You could be here for the happy hour, Bill.
But but you have to go through Chicago or something, don't you, first?
Direct flights. I can get you a flight. If you want to come bad enough, Bill, we'll get you here. But, Bill, you know, I thought this was going to be a slow news day and we'd catch up on our golf games or something. But, you know, spying at the Department of Justice on sitting Democratic congressmen. Bill, are you at all troubled by these headlines?
Are you kidding? No, I mean...
a little bit, but you go.
Yeah, hello. I mean, when the government... This is so Nixonian to me, right? It's Donald Trump sicking the Justice Department on number one reporters, you know, for CNN. Barbara Starr. I mean, if there's somebody at CNN who's hardly a controversial, she's just a good, damn good, long-time reporter. They're going after Barbara Starr because they were afraid somebody was leaking to her or whatever. New York Times reporters, that's bad enough. I mean, that in itself is worthy of a Senate and congressional investigation. But then it turns out Donald Trump is saying, oh, Adam Schiff, he's my enemy. Go after him, right? Eric Swalwell, he's my enemy. Go after him. I mean, this is weaponizing the Justice Department. And I don't believe Bill Barr for a second when he says he had nothing to do with it. This was Donald Trump. This was Jeff Sessions. This was Bill Barr.
But is Bill Barr a shrewd enough attorney to avoid leaving his fingerprints? Perhaps an ethical lapse. But Bill, do you think they'll ever catch him on a criminal charge? Talking about Bill Barr.
We're talking about Bill Barr? No. I think he is dumb enough to leave his fingerprints. I think he's a dumb ass. And if he were not a dumb ass, he would not have gone to work for Donald Trump.
He wanted that job. He wrote a beautiful cover letter.
There's your definition, right, of a dumb ass. I mean, going to work. He gave up. First, he was attorney general. He had a great reputation in this town as a respected, conservative, reasonable, you know, attorney, partner in a big law firm. And he gave that up to go work for this schmuck from Brooklyn or from Queens who didn't know his ass from a hot rock. I believe Barr's all over this thing. And I think, by the way, I think he's all over also this report that says they did not clear
Lafayette Square
to make room so Donald Trump could go to the church. Of course they did. That report was a bogus report. You know, it didn't even talk to the Park Service about why did you do this. It did not talk to the Secret Service. Who do you think told the Park Service to get rid of the protesters, peaceful protesters, so that they could bring the president across? The Secret Service did. But Bill Barr, who says he didn't know anything about that, BS. He's lying. I'm telling you. I'm not saying he's going to end up in jail, but I'm saying he's guilty of sin.
Our fine guest, he's Bill Press. Bill, let me ask you, Joe Scarborough this morning on MSNBC talked about the lack of GOP outrage. I mean, if they saw these headlines about the Obama DOJ, can you imagine? They'd already be rolling out the gallows at Pennsylvania Boulevard. So what do you think about the lack of GOP outrage or even public reaction?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't get it. I really don't. And I've talked about this a lot with Republican friends of mine. Look, I think the people who do not speak up are worse than the Donald Trumps of this world, almost, or worse than the, you know, Mo Brooks or Matt Gaetz or something, or Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, they're the stuff they say is outrageous. But the fact that smart, you know, patriotic Republicans who know it's crazy, know it's wrong, are unwilling to stand up and say so, like Liz Cheney did. I mean, Liz Cheney, I think, is an American hero today, right? And that doesn't mean that she agrees with you and me on anything, or we agree on her with any public policies, if you will. But, you know, calling for violent overthrow of the United States is wrong, and it shouldn't take too much courage to say so, right? So I don't get it. And look, you know Lindsey Graham's not going to do it. You know Josh Hawley is lost. You know Ted Cruz, he's worthless. So is Mitch McConnell. But, I mean, how about people like a Rob Portman, right? Or,
there's not very many of them, are there, Bill?
No, there are not very many of them. But there's some people that you think will at least be halfway decent about it, right? But
well, you would think that a guy like Ron Johnson, who takes outrage so often and headed up the HISGAC and did multiple investigations of emails and Benghazi and every other damn thing, you think a guy like that, at least on principle, would be outraged.
No, I purposely did not put Ron Johnson on the list. He's lost. Ron Johnson, whatever happened to him, I don't know, right? But he's the next Joe McCarthy, as far as I'm concerned, from Wisconsin, sadly.
Bill, Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, right? New administration, but, you know, we see some of these rulings come out that don't give me a whole lot of confidence, and maybe they'll come around, and maybe they have plans that we're not aware of. How are you feeling right now about the ability for Merrick Garland and his crew to get a handle on and address some of these obvious issues?
I think he's been a little slow to step up to the plate, to tell the truth, because, you know, there were a couple of these cases where reportedly it slipped over into the Biden administration and they didn't immediately shut them down, right? And so I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say they were just slow to bring him up to date on some of this stuff. I hope so. I hope it wasn't a case where he said, oh, no, this is legitimate. Let's go after these guys. Because remember, the last administration that went after reporters and subpoenaed their records and called them enemies of the state was Barack Obama. He came after more reporters than any other presidents had before.
Yeah,
him.
But he didn't call them enemy of the state. That's mostly Trump, right?
Enemy of the state. There was a phrase that Eric Holder used that was pretty damning. I forget exactly now what it was, but it was not good stuff, right? So I just hope, I'm giving Merrick Garland for now the benefit of the doubt. I got something else. This idea this week that they defended Donald Trump in his lawsuit, the lawsuit against him by E. Jean Carroll, this woman in New York, saying that she can't sue him for defamation because he was president of the United States when he called her a creep or prostitute or whore, whatever he called her. You know, why are they defending Donald Trump? Screw Donald Trump, you know, let him defend himself. I don't understand that.
Well, and maybe it's, you know, I've seen some people think, well, maybe it's procedural. They're, you know, they're getting their hands around it, and, you know, it's the office of the presidency, not necessarily Trump himself. And I'm with you there, Bill. I mean, hopefully that will, you know, will come out and she will get, you know, whatever justice she can out of this circumstance. How are you feeling about journalism right now in this country, given what we see in the attacks? You mentioned the Obama administration, certainly the Trump administration, very vocal about the enemy of the state. We see how he's utilized the Department of Justice to go after journalists and now certainly, you know, political enemies as well. Do you think, Bill, journalism is holding up and doing its part as well as it could be?
No.
What would you like to see done differently?
I didn't mean to leave you short there.
No, that's all right. What are you missing?
Look, this is a whole question. I gave a class as a guest lecturer last night at George Washington University about this whole issue. First of all, I think journalism is in trouble today, largely because of social media. Anybody today, every single American today is a reporter, is a commentator, is a publisher, is an editor, is out there, has almost equal access to the airwaves, and they just make stuff up and can put it out there, and a lot of it gets picked up. It gets picked up by right-wing talk radio, then it gets picked up by Fox News and Newsmax, and then the cables say, oh boy, this is getting so much circulation, we got to talk about it. Then you got Donald Trump talking about it. I mean, this week, there were stories this week about Donald Trump maybe running for Congress, being Speaker of the House. That is weapons crazy insane. Why should people even be giving that time of day? So I think journalism's got to come to its senses and do its job and report the truth and forget a lot of this nutty nonsense that's out there.
Bill, you got to slow down, sir. You got a few more minutes for us? We'll keep this conversation going with you.
Anything you want to talk about. Of course, well, I have nothing better to do than drink my Diet Pepsi and join you guys on a
All right, Bill.
That looks a little light for Diet Pepsi, I'm just saying, Bill. Come back, more Devil's Advocates with our fine guest, Bill Press.
They hire usually good people.
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
Jackass!
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you miss any of this fine program, go to devilradio927.com. You can download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He stuck around, and I needed your advice, Bill Press. He's All right. a podcaster, a pundit. But, Bill, I got invited to go on the Foxy News this Sunday. So a couple of quick questions. I once prior appeared on Fox News, you know, sort of one of those lefty righty talk radio panels. Yeah. Last time I left Joe Walsh stuttering about the Trump tax plan. So, you know, 3 years later, they've invited me back. First question, do you wear makeup on the Fox News? Do I go put on some makeup, Bill?
Well, are you going in the studio or are you doing
In a local studio here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, sure. Put some makeup on. You don't need, I mean, you look great. You're good looking guy, but you want to get rid of the shine. Like I got this shine. You don't want that on Fox News. No. First of all, you should go. Okay. On Fox News. I used to get invited on Fox News until I wrote a book called Toxic Talk, where I slammed a Bill O'Reilly as a phony. And Bill O'Reilly had Fox News pull the plug on me as a guest on Fox News. I haven't been on since that time. But the reason I went on, and a lot of people, my friends were pissed off that I would appear on Fox News, is I never changed my point of view, and I know you're not going to agree, but there were more eyeballs watching me on Fox News than there would have been on MSN or CNN, MSNBC or CNN. So yeah, go out there and give me your best. Give me your best shot, which I know you will.
Well, you know, they're only going to give me one or two shots, Bill. Should I seek a sarcastic, biting one-liner or you know, sort of filibuster? What would be your tact?
What's the strategy, Bill?
The shortest and the meanest soundbite is the best. that's my advice. Okay. And don't hold back, because they don't, first of all, that's not you, and they don't want you to hold back.
Okay, one more dumb Fox News question. Do I wear something like I'm wearing now, Bill? You can see me. I'm wearing like a branded Devil Radio golf shirt. You know, advance the brand, if you will. Or do I suck it up and, you know, put on a white shirt and a sport coat or something?
I'd put on a sports coat and a sports shirt, not a tie. That would be my...
Okay. One other, I guess I got one last question.
One last.
All right, then I got one for you guys too. Go ahead.
Now, they offered me transportation to the studios. And my first reaction is, well, you know, I drive myself typically. And then I realize Saturday is my birthday. I'm going to be incredibly hungover for this appearance, Bill. And the only way I'm even going to be able to crack my eyes open to make it to Fox News is probably with the benefit of a couple Bloody Marys. So I opted in for the car. I hope I've made the right choice.
Yes, take the car. Yes, take the car. And do not feel guilty about it. They're spending their money on a big liberal like you, and the more money they spend on the left, the better. But
is it fair to ask limousine only?
But
I'm a limousine liberal here, Bill.
But I would probably wait for the Bloody Mary until after I were off the air.
Yeah, you don't want to get some heartburn.
Okay, wake and bake only then, Bill.
All right, all right, Bill, you got a question for us. What would that be, sir?
Well, the question, I want to be sure you're aware of this. I was not aware of it, but yesterday there was a reporter, I've got her name here somewhere, pardon me, I forget her last name, never heard of her before, who for Politico, who stopped Bernie Sanders in the corridor to interview him, right? And she identified herself as the cannabis supporter from Politico.
Really?
Yes. So I just wanted you guys to, you should have her on. I asked the managing editor of Politico this morning, Sudeep Reddy, who was on my podcast. And I said, back up. So Bernie said, he said, what? You're the cannabis supporter? Get this clip. It's a great clip. And she said, yes, I'm the cannabis. And he said, are you stoned right now? And she said, no, I'm not. And he said, is it a requirement to be stoned? To be the cannabis reporter.
Only here on the Devil's Advocates, Bill.
Bill Press, we got just a couple more minutes, Bill. I want to get your take. Saw an op-ed you had. You have some issues with Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. I'd like to give you just a couple minutes to go into why you are so... What is your grievance against Manchin, Bill?
My grievance against Joe Manchin is that he has joined forces with Mitch McConnell to shut down the United States Senate. And he is dead wrong, dead wrong. First of all, he complains. He says, I support voting rights. And I think we need a bipartisan approach to voting rights. And then he says he's going to vote against the voting rights bill because no Republicans are voting for it. I mean, that's total BS, right? I mean, if the Republicans won't vote for it, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with the bill. It means there's something wrong with the Republicans. And then he says he will not fix the filibuster. We need the filibuster just as it is. 10 years ago, Joe Manchin said, we have to fix the filibuster and nobody should be able to use the filibuster to prevent bills from coming to a vote on the floor of the House, which is a Senate, which is just what the Republicans are doing today. He has become the enabler of Mitch McConnell, who, you know, is by his own definition, the Grim Reaper, and has said his goal 100% is to stop Joe Biden from accomplishing anything, the same way he stopped Barack Obama from getting anything done. I don't get it. So Joe Manchin said he's doing this because he has to represent the people of West Virginia. No, he's a United States senator. His job is to do what's best for the country. So I think he's phony baloney.
Is he getting paid, Bill? Is that why he changed his mind? I mean, he was one of the authors, right?
He was a co-sponsor of the For the People Act last year. I don't know where his money's coming from. I've heard that he got a big chunk of cash from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I haven't checked that out. I don't know. All I know is he's dead wrong.
Bill Press, I will tell you this. If you're looking for birthday gifts for the panelist, we accept loose joints, sir. Bill Press, have a wonderful weekend. Hope to see you out on the road somewhere someday. Real soon. Bill, thanks for coming around.
We'll be back again. All right. See you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
it. More Devil's Advocate. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
We're not doctors.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
The Devil's